that all the bricks here are devotees and chant their japa silently. Hare Krishna. Must be. No, see, we had a temple in Heidelberg. It was a rented temple, which we... The old owner of this temple room hired a man to paint the walls new. Yeah, rinnovare, yes. So this man, thank you, Nimai, who painted new, started to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. He was a simple Shudra from Altweibergässchen, that's the street in Heidelberg. But one devotee, once, you know, the renovation took one whole week or 2 weeks, because the devotees had lived so intensely in this room, in this old building. So one devotee once came inside to just, for a little nostalgic adventure, you know, he went through the building and he saw this man, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, and then he asked the man, did you learn to chant this song? But the worker told him, no, I'm just, whenever I'm in this room, I feel like I have to sing this. Now in the ancient Shastras it said that the holy name, when it's chanted, becomes impressed in the atmosphere like a stamp. Yeah. So even if a person, for instance, goes through a street where 1 week ago was Harinam, the atmosphere has this stampato, and still he feels benefit. It's described in the Brahma Vamana Purana.
Questo Brahma Vamana Purana è spiegato che anche se una persona passa una settimana dopo che c'è stato un Harinam, un Kirtan, si sente, viene influenzato, trae beneficio per questa, per il fatto che il mantra rimane stampato, impresso.
So we are here in a really holy place. Let us stampato the atmosphere a little bit more. De Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Nijaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari Punya
Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari. Tava Punya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Rama, oh Radhe, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha, Vraja Sundara, Radha, Vraja Sundara, Radha.
Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Prabhrajakacharya Ashtata Sata Si Simati Stivaingres Sila Vecharanaravinda Sila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Re Namacharya Shira Haridastaku Ki Re Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Re Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Krishna Krishna Tanya 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 You are ready? Won't be easy. No problem. But surrender your. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Nama om Vishnu padaya. Krishna prishtaya bhutale. Simate bhakti vedanta. Swami niti namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyane Zadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Hari Das Thakur Jaya Jaya Hari Das Hari Das Thakur. In Bhakti Aloka, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how a devotee can draw inspiration and strength from previous acharyas.
Nel libro Bhakti Aloka, Bhaktivinoda Thakur spiega come un devoto può trarre ispirazione e forza dagli insegnamenti degli acharya precedenti.
The great souls have walked the path before us, and their example can both inspire and help us to walk the same path with success.
Le grandi anime hanno percorso il sentiero prima di noi e il loro esempio può ispirarci a intraprendere e percorrere lo stesso piano.
Yes. Today I would love to tell you a little bit about one of these great souls, Srila Haridas Thakur, and how he overcame all types of obstacles.
Oggi vorrei parlarvi di
It is said that anyone who hears one particular pastime regarding Haridas Thakur will get faith.
È detto che chiunque ascolti questo particolare passatempo, episodio di Haridas Thakur, otterrà fede.
This is the power of Haridas Thakur's life. It will create faith.
Questo è il potere della vita di Haridas Thakur.
I personally expect that all of you who leave this class will be pure devotees afterwards. You are laughing. No, it's possible. So listen very carefully. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that he appeared mainly due to two personalities. Who can imagine who is one of those?
Chi può immaginare chi siano queste due personalità?
Advaita Acharya. He screamed, "My Lord, the people are so unfortunate. If you don't appear and spread Krishna consciousness, nothing can be done."
Advaita Acharya, uno di questi, lui gridò, implorò il Signore così forte, Signore, le tue persone sono così sfortunate in quest'era, se tu non appari, chi può aiutarli?
The second devotee is Haridas Thakur, whom Lord Chaitanya described to be the foremost, that means the topmost, amongst all the devotees. Yes. Why is Haridas Thakur described to be the topmost of all devotees? The reason is simple. He embodies the three principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
La ragione è semplice, perché lui incarna i tre principi del movimento di Sri Chaitanya.
If you want to be a happy, empowered member in Mahaprabhu's movement, you have to understand and apply these three principles.
Se voi volete essere un membro felice e
and empowered, Yes. First is Namaruchi. You need taste in the holy name. The second principle is you need to do something to help others. Misericordo, jivadaya, it's called.
Il secondo è fare qualcosa per aiutare gli altri, la misericordia.
And
jivadaya.
Yeah, and the second is called Vaishnava seva. You should do something in the service of the devotees.
Il terzo è Vaishnava seva, cioè dobbiamo fare qualcosa per servire i devoti.
If you have these three principles intact, you are a most successful Chaitanya Bhakta.
Se questi vostri principi, questi tre principi sono intatti, voi siete Vaishnava Bhakta, Chaitanya Bhakta esemplare.
Namaruchi, Jivadaya and Vaishnav Seva. Yes. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in great inner turmoil.
Una volta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fu coinvolto in una sommossa.
He said, "I have a great unhappiness."
Era preso da una grande angoscia. Disse, "Io provo una grande infelicità."
Haridas Thakur said, "What is your unhappiness, my lord?"
Haridas Thakur chiese, "Qual è questa infelicità,
And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the people are just so fallen. I do not see any possibility for the deliverance of the living entities. Haridas said, oh my Lord, don't be in anxiety. The holy name, even when it is chanted in Nama Bhasa, that is without the full intention to glorify Krishna, can deliver all living entities. So Mahaprabhu was very happy when he heard this. And I believe we can draw another principle from this. My dear devotees, if you work to relieve the Lord from his unhappiness, that's first class service. Maybe you are like me, that sometimes you think, oh, I'm personally unhappy, I just want to be happy in Krishna consciousness. But one higher stage is, when you think the Lord is unhappy, let me do something to relieve him of his unhappiness.
Ma un livello più elevato è pensare, comprendere, il Signore è infelice, fammi fare qualcosa per alleviare questa sua infelicità.
Who was this devotee who relieved the Lord of his unhappiness? What is his story? Let us hear it this evening. It is said, anyone who hears this story, which you are about to hear, will attain Krishna Prema. Why is Haridas' story so inspiring? The simple reason is he was fully absorbed in the service of Krishna and he overcame all obstacles due to this absorption.
La ragione è che lui era completamente assorto nel servizio di Krishna e raggiunse successo grazie a questo assorbimento.
For instance, when he was in one village, leader of the Brahmanas was envious because of his popularity.
Per esempio, quando si trovava in un villaggio, il capo di questo villaggio era diventato invidioso di lui dovuto alla sua popolarità.
And he engaged a beautiful young prostitute to allure Haridas Thakur and to bring him to a downfall.
E lui impegnò una meravigliosa, una bellissima prostituta a per sedurre Haridas e farlo cadere.
Haridas Thakur made that young girl a devotee.
Ma Haridas Thakur trasformò quella giovane ragazza in una devota.
Once Haridas Thakur was challenged when he gave a lecture by a very sinful man, a brahmana who said, you're lying.
Una volta in una conferenza, in una riunione, Haridas Thakur fu sfidato in modo molto violento da un brahmana invidioso che disse, tutto ciò che dice è menzogna.
if what you say is true, may my nose fall off with leprosy.
Se ciò che dici è vero, che il mio naso cada consumato per la lepra.
Consumato, yes. Imagine you are giving a lecture Parabhakti and someone is challenging you so brutally. It is highly disturbing.
Pensa se Parabhakti, se mentre stai dando la lezione, qualcuno ti sfida in modo così brutale. È molto di grande turbamento.
Haridas Thakur very humbly went through this challenge and explained everything. So that everyone said, bravo, bravo, it's good what you say. Then Haridas Thakur, one day, he was pulled out and brought into the marketplace in order to be violently beaten, just so that he would stop his chanting of Hare Krishna. The Muslims were known to, at that time, to beat their victims to death.
I musulmani a quei tempi erano noti per bastonare a morte, picchiare a morte i condannati.
All he had to say is, I stopped chanting.
L'unica cosa che doveva dire per evitare ciò era smettere di cantare.
And they would have stopped to beat him.
E loro avevano smesso di bastonare.
But they just cruelly beating him over 23 marketplaces.
Ma questi musulmani continuarono, lo bastonarono brutalmente per 22 piazze.
In my preaching, I came to a country where people were tortured, so I informed myself, because I was also, if I would be caught, I would also be tortured, so I first informed myself what torture is.
La mia predica, sono capitato in un paese, in una nazione dove le persone vengono torturate, e visto che avevo a che fare direttamente, mi informai che tipo di tortura adottavano quel paese.
In that country they put a black blanket over you and then strip you naked and then they do all kinds of impossible things with electroshocks, which I do not want to say here.
In questo paese condannati, diciamo, vengono coperti con un telo scuro e poi vengono torturati con delle scariche elettriche che non voglio dirvi di che tipo di tortura gli fanno.
It's so painful that usually you say everything what they want to hear.
È così doloroso che di solito uno dice tutto quello che loro vogliono sentire.
Haridas Thakur was imagine this, was physically tortured and beaten with whips on his body.
Torturato.
But he said, even if you cut my body in 1,000 pieces, I will still continue to chant. Is it my nature of the soul? What to do?
Anche se tagliate il mio corpo in 1,000 pezzi, ogni pezzo continuerà a cantare santo nome. E questa è la mia natura, che posso fare?
Finally, my dear devotees, the powerful material energy Maya came personally to test Haridas Thakur.
E per finire, miei cari devoti, la potentissima energia materiale personificata venne in persona.
We all have been tested, I think, but not by the personal, but not by Maya personally.
Noi possiamo essere stati provati in tanti modi, ma non da Maya in persona.
It was at a night like this one.
Era una notte come questa.
Only it was a very pleasant atmosphere, not such a cold wind. Haridas was sitting before his cave at the bank of the Ganga and was chanting. Then she came. Maya in person. The whole atmosphere was filled with a light. Soft perfumed breezes came. Dulci perfumi. You say it so nicely, Ramachand. Dulci perfumi, yes. Your Italian is especially dulci. And then she came. She was so beautiful. But it was not a pure beauty. It was a beauty which pulled every person's consciousness into the lowest types of sensuality. Maya Devi vibrated pure sexuality. And she began to move in ways that even Lord Brahma would have given up all culture and fallen prey to her. And she expressed herself very openly. She said, I have come here in the midst of the night with my heart burning with desire. You are a sadhu. You should satisfy the unfortunate living beings. The unfortunate living entities, you should satisfy their desires. Haridas Thakur said, yes, but only after I have completed my vow of chanting my 3 lakhs of names. Just wait. So she heard Haridas Thakur chanting. Chaitanya Bhagavat says that Haridas Thakur was drunken with love when he chanted. He could not walk on the banks of the Ganga when he chanted. He just always stumbled and fell into the white sand of the Ganga. He would laugh when he would see Krishna while he chanted, performing his various funny pastimes. Haridas Thakur would cry, next moment he would cry, and then he would dance. Haridas Thakur was infected with love of Godhead, and he was infective.
Haridas Thakur era contagiato.
Yes. After 3 days, when he had, you know, he had always said, in the morning I'm finished, then I can do everything. But he was never finished. Mayadevi came always back the next evening. And after 3 days she was ready. She said, I have previously captivated the mind of even Brahma, not to speak of others. Your mind alone I have failed to attract. Please initiate me in the chanting of the holy names. Previously I chanted the holy name of Lord Rama. But Rama can take me to the stage of liberation. Only Krishna's name, I have finally concluded, can give me love of Godhead. This way Haridas Thakur initiated Maya. Maya has three powerful initiations. Ram Nam, Krishna Nam, and Gauranga Nam. Three. She's an initiated devotee. She can also come to Villa Vrindavan. Yes, Maya can go everywhere because she is very good initiated, but I mean devotee. She can even come when you are chanting. She can go everywhere. She is a devotee. So it is described that even Maya Devi joined the chanting of the holy name. Now I want to ask you the question, how did Haridas Thakur become, how did he chant? What was his style? Why was he so, you could say, so immune against the powerful arrangements of Maya? And what can we learn from Haridas? The main thing is that in Chaitanya Bhakti, the chanting must be done in a certain mood, the mood of feeling the separation from Krishna. It said, Haridas was absorbed always in thoughts of Krishna and the holy name of Krishna. Yes, therefore Maya activities were just like crying in the forest, didn't reach him. Yes. If now someone cries in the forest, we don't hear it. So if you are absorbed in Krishna while you chant, you simply don't hear Maya or see Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna. This is the power of chanting with absorption. The Sanskrit word is avishta. Absorption is, see, this cloth was previously white, but it was put into a saffron color and absorbed the color, and now it's also saffron and no longer white. So, in the same way, we have to learn to immerse our consciousness in the Holy Name. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives three powerful exercises that help us to absorb our consciousness in the chanting. First, you start by making it clear to your mind that Krishna is identical with the Holy Name. That's a mental exercise. You think, okay, I'm sitting down, okay, and Krishna is this sound now. Yes. When you sit down to chant your rounds, you should think, actually going in the presence of God. Now the second thing which brings you deeper into coloring your consciousness blue, you know, Krishna color. The second step is you should meditate on the meaning of the Holy Name. While you are chanting, you are actually meditating, please accept me in your service. And the third step, which brings you still a little deeper in your absorption, is that you pray to Krishna with heart-rendering lamentation. Yes, for you pray with heart-rendering lamentation. Oh Krishna, please accept me.
Oh Krishna, ti prego, accettami.
I'm so much separated from you. It's embarrassing. Please accept. So if you do this, your consciousness gets colored almost like a piece of cloth which absorbs the quality of that color with which it comes in contact. And then you will become very strong. So strong that Maya cannot cloud your consciousness, so that you feel even that you don't feel depressed even in the Italian winter. I'm joking.
See, my point here in this lecture is that we all have to overcome obstacles in our path.
Il mio punto di questa lezione è che tutti noi dobbiamo superare degli ostacoli sul nostro sentiero.
And it will be possible for us to overcome these obstacles if we have a higher connection.
E sarà possibile per noi superare questi ostacoli solo se avremo una connessione superiore.
If we get some strength.
E otterremo più la forza.
Obstacles are actually good. They are our friends.
In realtà gli ostacoli sono buoni, sono nostri amici.
They make us strong, Prabhupada.
Ci rendono forti.
They make us deeper.
Ci rendono profondi.
I want to tell you at the end of my little class a story which I told the devotees in Vrindavan.
E alla fine di questa mia piccola classe voglio raccontarvi una storia che ho raccontato ai devoti di Vrindavan.
It's about a guru who
gave lectures every evening at the oceanside under a particular palm tree.
È la storia di un guru che ogni sera dava una lezione ai suoi discepoli sotto un particolare albero di palma.
So one of his disciples one day was spacing out.
One.
He looked up into the sky at the stars. Then he looked into the crown of the palm. And there he saw a big stone, a rock, yeah, in the top, yeah. So when the question and answer time came, he said, Guru Maharaj, I have a question. How does this rock come in the palm? It was not a very spiritual question. It was an informative question. So, how surprised he was when he saw tears in the eyes of his Guru Maharaj. And the Guru Maharaj said, this is a very good question. Everyone looked up. It was a high palm, a beautiful palm, but with a big rock. Guru Maharaj explained. When I was young, I was a rascal. I was sinful and I suffered. One day I went into this place where there were many, many palm trees. And I saw this palm tree. It was just very young, like high like this. Maybe like this. I decided, this tree is so happy, and I'm so unhappy. So to torture the poor tree, I took a rock and put it on his head. I wanted to see it suffer and go down to the ground. The first year the palm went down. The second year it went more down. The third year it went more down. The fourth year it went really down. And then came beautiful. And then came the storm. The storm killed all the, or uprooted all the other palm trees. Only this palm tree was not uprooted. Does any one of you have an explanation? Father Bhakti, you are thinking very deeply.
Not always difficulties are negative.
But you're very wise. You give the conclusion already. No, my dear devotees, when there is this weight on the tree is forced to grow deep roots. Yes, when you carry a burden of responsibility, you have to become deep. And the psychology of the tree or the human beings is like this, it goes deep. The old man continued. Then the storm was in the fifth year. So then in the sixth year, the palm tree rose. Seventh year it became stronger. Eighth year it grew high. Ninth year it was strong. And now it's the only tree on the beach. Every other tree has been blown away. I'm telling you this story for a good reason. Today we hear the example of Haridas Thakur in overcoming obstacles. How did he overcome obstacles? By his deep connection to the spiritual, to the holy name. I think in a similar way we will make this wonderful project, Villa Vrindavan, the most attractive project by our deep connection with the holy name. Still some small obstacles are there. We could use a few tons of gold here. But the obstacles are not big. If we have superior strength, that strength which we get by the deep connection with the Holy Name, Maya Devi herself came, or Maya, can you imagine if Maya, who controls all universes, comes and tests you? I mean, she could not do anything against Haridas Thakur because he was so deeply rooted in the chanting. Yeah, I believe every one of us should become absorbed in the Holy Name, and then we will overcome all the obstacles by the grace of the Holy Name. Hare Krishna. What a wonderful darshan. The deities really look like going to bed now. I mean, the light is dimmed down, huh? Yeah? It's all right, yeah. I have reached the end of my class also. I'm totally impressed by what you did out of Villa Vrindavan. It's so nice, the temple. Oh, I didn't imagine it to be so wonderful. We have discussed with Parabhakti and Ramachandra to maybe organize a one-week japa retreat here in Villa Vrindavan. Like the ones we do in India and in everywhere. We need to think a little bit more about how to do it, because it would be nice if the whole Italian yatra would come for that. That's my dream. But if Ramachandra gives his sweet translation, oof, I have no doubt that... So dolce, really. Difficulties are not bad. We have to stop thinking this. It's like happiness. Difficulties are the only material experiences. But difficulties have this, when you understand them properly, they force you to grow your roots deep.
Ma le difficoltà, se voi le comprendete, vi forzano a andare in profondità.
And that's always a great gain.
Questo è sempre un grande guadagno.
And you won't feel the difficulties if you take shelter in the Holy Name.
E voi non sentirete le difficoltà se avete rifugio nel
Signore. This is what Namacharya Haridas Thakur teaches us. But to take shelter in the Holy Name, you need to know how to chant. So I've reached my end. Do you have any questions which would maybe help the atmosphere to become even nicer. Yes, our devotee. What is your good name?
Leonardo.
In the different Puranas, Bhagavat Purana, Devi Purana, Matsya Purana, we find different stories of how Maya tests the great personalities. I would like to tell you a story from Matsya Purana. Once Krishna went with Narada Muni outside of Dwaraka, and Narada Muni said, "Can you please show me your Maya? I'm preaching so much about it, and I feel I should know what it is." At first Krishna didn't want to actually, but Narada Muni had this desire, so he... A little later they went on a walk again, and Krishna said, I'm a little thirsty, can you bring me a glass of water please? When Krishna wanted to have the glass of water, somehow they were at the edge of a desert. So Narada Muni said, "Yeah, but where will I get a glass of water?" Krishna said, "You just pass through the desert, and then you will find a village, and then and you knock at the door, and someone will open you, and you ask for water." Narada Muni crossed the desert, found the village, and found also a house where the door was opened for him. It was a beautiful woman. She said, "Oh, what can I do for you?" I want a glass of water for my friend. Please come in first. No. I just want a glass of water. At this moment the door was opening in the back of the house and the father came in. And he said, you must be Narada Muni, because according to ancient prophecy, on this day Narada Muni would come. Yes. And by the unavoidable destiny, you are meant to be the husband of my daughter. Basta. Narada Muni said, my God, if this is astrology, I must follow. He lived for many years in that village and became the village chief after the death of this father of the Donna. And one day after many years, the monsoons started. I'm already starting with the monsoon, yes. So much rain came in the river. It became a raging flow of water. It took one house down. Second house. It came to the house of Narada Muni and his little family. He took his sons and his wife into a boat. But one wave came and took away his first son. A second wave, the wave was almost like a tiger. Took the second son. Then a third wave came. Took away the wife. Everything gone. Then another wave came and took the boat up. And then took it down, and Narada Muni fell out of the boat into the raging river. And he screamed, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshaman. Then he felt something in his hand. There was part of a dhoti. And he looked up into the eyes of Krishna. Krishna said, so, do you know now what is my Maya? When you forget to bring your glass of water. Now go through the desert and bring me my glass of water, please. Narada Muni went again. Same village. He opened the door. Oh! I I just want a glass of water. Really? Yes, veramente. Finally, the woman gave him a glass of water. And everything disappeared. He stood before Krishna and said, "My Lord, I understood. Here's your glass of water. Please take it." I like this story. I've told it millions of times. I will tell it another million of times. Because it's so true, you know, when we are fixed in our selfless service for Krishna. All this Maya just disappears. Especially when we do service based on this prayer, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then Maya cannot get us. It really works. Veramente funziona. Yes. Ramachandra, you are very talented as a translator. Yeah. Veramente funziona. Yes. How nice you have translated. Yes. Veramente funziona. Yes. But you have to learn to chant in this particular mood which Mahaprabhu taught us, that this feeling of separation, my Lord, I'm here, you are there. Can we come together again, please? Come together, yes. So, Leonardo, this is Krishna, yeah, Maya is Krishna's servant. And she, Krishna's, you know, she comes in a way, especially to a devotee, that the devotee can overcome her influence if the devotee takes shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. I know in the old times, sometimes devotees came to Prabhupada who had taken drugs before, and they said, "Prabhupada, every Maya pulls me to take this again." I have no personal experience, but I have heard that sometimes a person who was a narcomanian, a drug addict, it really pulls him. He really wants. Yeah. So Prabhupada would tell him, would tell the devotees, they should chant Hare Krishna and sit before the deity. Then Maya wouldn't be able to do anything. Hare Krishna, grazie for coming. Come good home.
Arrivo.
Arrivo. So, Maya is not independent of Krishna. And this is what I have learned in my own life. See, I'm... This last year was terrible for me because I was so sick, I almost gave up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked in the astrology and found out that I'm in the last, some Saturn phase, you know. Then a devotee said, you must wear a ring against this influence of black iron from a horseshoe. Do you know what is a horseshoe? The horse has this iron. That nail, I should make a ring out of it and wear it on the left hand.
I devoti mi hanno consigliato di fare un anello dal ferro, da un ferro di cavallo, e portarlo nella mano sinistra.
And I said, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Io ho detto, mi dispiace, ma non posso fare questo.
Because I think Saturn is the servant of Krishna.
Perché io penso che Saturno sia un servitore di Krishna.
She just makes sure through Saturn, who's a good teacher, that you learn your lesson.
Saturno è un buon insegnante per insegnarmi a dare una buona lezione.
Why should I protect myself against Krishna's arrangement?
Mi sa dare una buona lezione, quindi perché dovrei proteggermi da questi arrangiamenti di Krishna?
The Lord only wishes well to his devotees.
Il Signore vuole solo bene dei suoi devoti.
And he said, okay, but you must wear a pearl, because Krishna is, because the pearl is from the, is increasing the moon energy, and Krishna is born in the moon dynasty, so it's all right. Chandravangsa. Ramchandra is from Suryavangsa, is in the Surya. Hare Krishna. Anyways. Krishna. Tamra. So I think we have 8:30 now. Time is also there. We should take maybe some prasadam. I'm so hungry. We have something, yes. Thank you very, very much. Tomorrow, most probably, we will not... I'm thinking in my mind, I'm here to really talk with Matsya Avatar Prabhu. Maybe some of you know we have started Vedic University in Berlin. And with your permission, I will prepare myself for the meeting tomorrow and not be here for the class. I will just... Is that all right, Parabhakti? We want to talk with each other first of all, because he is very, very, very successful with his Centro Bhaktivedanta Centrale. How do we say?
Centro Studio.
Oh, thank you. Centro Studio Centrale. I'm somehow with this Centrale because it was Radio Krishna Centrale. Yeah. Somehow this doesn't go out of my brain. Do you know Radio Krishna Centrale? Sometimes the brahmanas would chant in the radio and tell the people to bring their food before pictures, and then they would offer through the radio, they would chant the mantras. Bling, 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 bling. This impressed me so much that it stayed in my brain, you know. It's all right, everyone understands.
Centrale, la radio centrale.
Bellissimo. Yeah, it was just fantastic. Put your food before the radio apparatus. We have some first class Brahmana who will now chant the mantra. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Very good, very good. Hare Krishna. Buona sera. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
So we have to do something inside the temple to purify
the atmosphere. Atmosphere. Sounds foolish, but I have now a team, preaching team. They will contact you. Yes. I still have your visit card. Oh, you have a second one? It's so beautiful, your visit card. Okay, so Hare Krishna then. Hari Bol, thank you.
Thank you.